Okay, now let me give you a final example about how the soul come to this earth to improve. So, let's say your soul wanted to improve in having less arrogance in its energy. So, the soul comes. You choose arrogant parents, for example, so that you see that you don't like this. You don't notice this quality of arrogance in yourself until much later in your life. Maybe at work, for example. At work, you go and you have the intention or the desire to have a lot of money, to earn a lot of money, to have a comfortable life and have a great job. You might be very talented, and that makes it easy for you to fall into the trap of being arrogant, for example. You go and get accepted in one company, and you get accepted by a manager who is arrogant. Your colleagues are more or less arrogant as well, so you feel you don't like them somehow. You might notice or you might not notice so much that you are somehow very similar in your arrogance, and because of your arrogance and of the arrogance of the manager, for example, you don't like each other, you fight with each other, and eventually you get fired. You go to another company, and the same story gets repeated, because you still didn't change anything in your arrogance. And this, you keep going to another company, you keep getting fired. Life gets harder and harder. You might eventually have to stay for years and years without work, jobless, penniless, and so on, until this arrogance in you get changed with your own intention to change it with your own power. And once you do that, out of the blue, and all of a sudden, without expecting anything, you get a job, your dream job, and you become very wealthy. That's it.